This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Mr. Modi will participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees at Bhavnagar. The projects to be unveiled today cater to multiple sectors including maritime, LNG infrastructure, renewable energy, highways, healthcare and urban transport. Our correspondent reports, inauguration of Mumbai International Cruise Terminal at Indira Dock is one of the major projects to be launched today.
Among the projects to be launched today, projects worth over 7,800 crore are related to maritime sector alone. These include major projects like new cruise terminal in Mumbai, new container facility at key ports in Kolkata and Paradip, and green biomethanol plant at Deen Dayal Port in Kandla, which are set to improve cargo movement and trade in the country. The new projects worth over 26,300 crore will be launched in Gujarat, taking forward the government's commitment to clean energy. The PM will also virtually dedicate the fully solarized Dhoda village in Kutch. The PM will also visit the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal and will review its progress. He is also set to undertake aerial survey of massive Dholera industrial city. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India has said that it expects Saudi Arabia to take into consideration mutual interests and sensitivities in the bilateral strategic partnership. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, was replying to a media query on the mutual defence agreement signed by Pakistan and Saudi Arabia recently. On India-US trade talks, Mr. Jaiswal said, the two sides have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. India has strongly cautioned all its citizens to exercise the strictest vigilance regarding employment promises or offers in Iran. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said, there have been a number of cases recently involving Indian citizens who have been lured to travel to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances that they would be sent further to third countries for employment. The ministry said the government of Iran allows visa-free entry to Indians only for tourism purposes. It said, any agent promising visa-free entry into Iran for employment or other purposes may well be in connivance with criminal gangs. In yet another blow to Pakistan's false claims on the world stage regarding Operation Sindoor, a Lashkar-e-Tayyaba LET operative has accepted that the terror group's headquarter at Markaz-e-Tayyaba in Muridke was destroyed by the Indian armed forces in the operation. In a widely circulated video on social media, the LET commander has admitted that the Muridke terror camp, which was destroyed in the May 7 operation, is being rebuilt. He admitted that many terrorists received training at the destroyed camp. US President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation that will require a new annual $100,000 fee for applicants to the H-1B visa program, aiming to reduce foreign workers in the tech industry. Now, companies who apply to bring in workers from other countries on this visa will have to fulfill the amount per visa payment annually. Talking to reporters, President Trump said, the move will ensure that the people coming in the country are actually very high-skilled. Estonia has formally requested a NATO Article 4 consultation after Russian warplanes violated its airspace yesterday. Estonia's foreign ministry condemned the incursion as brazen. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have stormed into the semi-finals of the China Masters. The duo defeated Chinese pair of Ren Xiangyu and Qi Hyanan in the quarterfinals at the Shenzhen Arena yesterday. In men's cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in the final Group A clash at the T20 Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi last night. Electing to bat first, India posted 188, losing 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Oman scored 167 for 4 in the allotted overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.